Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Fulwer. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, you're going to give us some education on the good old 4-H pledges, and I'm excited to finally commit those to memory.
Yeah, so, you know, just to continue, it's our new year for 4-H members. We have kind of a wonky 4-H year. We start in October and we end in September. So October rolls over a brand new 4-H year for us. And last week was National 4-H Week, and I kind of gave you a trivia of the 4-H's, and it kind of led me down the path this week of like, well, I bet, you know, a lot of people don't know the 4-H pledge or where it came from. So the pledge originated in Washington, D.C. at a 4-H camp there in 1927. The present 4-H pledge wording, first by Otis Hall, state leader of Kansas, was officially adopted. So that's a little Kansas claim to fame. Otis Hall was originally a Kansan. The executive committee of the Land-Grant College Association had requested Dr. R.A. Parsons, president of the Iowa State College, and Dr. A.C. True of the Federation Extension Service to write the pledge, and they had turned in the pledge submission as written by Hall. The wording adopted for the whole country by the leaders in 1927, and I'm going to recite it for you now. And it goes, I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. And my world was not added until 1973. So there was a slight rendition to that there in later years. But it really stands for what 4-H stands for. Our 4-Hers repeat the pledge at every meeting. I always feel I'm a diehard 4-Her, so every time, you know, we start with our Pledge of Allegiance, but then we always conclude the beginning of our meetings with the 4-H pledge. So every time I recite the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm always like reciting the 4-H pledge in my mind. So it's something that we really paint on our 4-Hers hearts. And it really stays with you, and it's always something that I live by as I live my daily life and what I'm trying to do here for the communities. And so anyways, just kind of a fun little trivia for you this morning. I have a couple other little housekeeping items that I just wanted to talk about on the radio this morning. I just wanted to draw attention. If you are a 4-H member, an older 4-H member, 14 to 18, you can go to KYLF. It's that weekend right before Thanksgiving. Today is the last day to register. So make sure you get on there and get signed up for that. That's the Kansas Youth Leadership Forum at Rock Springs 4-H Camp. And it's a fun weekend learning and growing in leadership. And so I really, you know, I like to talk about that leaderships are skills that we practice, just like you practice your basketball skills or your soccer skills. You have to practice your leadership skills. And so it really is a great weekend for that. And if you have any questions on that, don't hesitate to reach out to your local extension office and get signed up for 4-H. Now is the time. Make sure you get in there, and we register on 4-H online. Again, reach out if you need some help signing up or finding a local club if it's something that you're interested in. We are here to help guide you through that, through the 4-H journey. So I hope you remember the pledge. I'll repeat it one more time before I get off here this morning. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world.
Well, exciting times, and make sure you guys get signed up. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Dean Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Kathy Gow.